When you make money, what's the first thing you want to do? Build a house. Is that not so? That is the mark of the beast. Before you help somebody who's in need, what do you want to do? Buy enough stocks to make your tomorrow secure. That's the mark of the beast. You're waiting for Microsoft to combine with Motorola to make a chip and put inside your nose. Wait. Meanwhile, you have a mark on your agbari, one in your pakon. Mark every part of your body. You are waiting for a computer company to invent silicon chips. What am I saying? There's a spirit of this age. The curse of this world. All right? The deceitfulness of riches. I like the way John said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You are in the office, they are fighting over promotion. You are there fighting. It's called the spirit of this age. You are doing, yes sir, yes sir. Yes sir, good morning sir. Trying to please your boss with eye service for promotion. It's called the spirit of this age. That's grabbed you. There's a kind of spirit that grabs people. The spirit of God. That make, that Jesus said, the greatest one amongst them is the servant of all. That is, a Christian takes pride in, yeah, they didn't promote me, I know. But did I serve more than everybody else? That if God says yes, then I'm okay. Forget the human promotion. Are you getting what I'm saying? What marks out a believer is literally, the kind of spirit that is pushing him or her. A young man told me once, we're just chatting. He's about to move, going abroad, and going to Canada or US somewhere. I asked a simple question. I said, I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong or everything. I'm just curious. What's Nenu go here? What exactly is it that's the reason why you want to make this move? He said, I just believe that in this life, I should always get the best that I can. I wasn't trying to judge him or criticize him or make him feel bad. I just said it without thinking much. I said, well, that's where I'm slightly different. I just believe that in this life, I must give the best that I can. That's a different kind of spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, I was saying something earlier. I said, Christians, they are taking the mark of the beast every day. You know what we are doing? We have written scriptures so as to help us pursue the spirit of this age. There's one illustration I've used before, trying to explain to us what the word of God is not. The word of God is not a way of grabbing things. God is not interested in the competition of who is richest. Are you getting what I'm saying? You must get this clear. He is not interested. He doesn't attend that competition. Who can make a man richest? I can never forget Carmen in his musical, Witch's Invitation. A witch called him, sat him down. I made this man rich. I did this. I did that. I did that. Did everything. Showed him everything that he had done. He said, what can your God do to compete with this? The guy looked at him and said, the real comparison is the condition of your soul and the condition of mine. You puppet of the devil. That I will compare. I like that. That, listen, who can make who rich? He said, let's die first. Let's see who's going to hell. And let's see who's going to heaven. That's real comparison. Listen. Jesus said it clearly, my kingdom is not of this world. So you cannot use worldly standards to tell about the might of his kingdom. You can't. This is what I say Christians do. We get engaged in a competition. Everybody wants to build the tallest house in your village. You are not a thief. You don't carry cocaine. Do you get my point? So, you see, you are still in that competition. See, when you are praying, this year, tell God, something that he must do for you. Paint a picture of it. And you paint a picture. A three-story mighty house with 8 rooms, 6-room BQ, swimming pool on this side, you know, 7 standby generators. And the pastor, of course, I love pastors like that, say, this picture you have painted, you will sow a seed to seal it. Very good. I love that. I'll collect your money for you. And God says simply, this boy doesn't understand. I know they join this kind of race. All you are doing is that you are competing with your age bracket, your age mates. All this praying and picture and everything, you have missed one thing. You are still drinking of the spirit of this age. The spirit that is working in the sons of disobedience. That's what you are still using. You are not asking me to join your team so that you can show that I am big in a devil's race. Are you out of your mind? So God says, come and give your life to Christ. First, I take away every competition. I will make sure you lose every one of them. You will be the last to build a house if I ever allow you to build one. Say, God, why? We should preach that old-time religion. You have to die to self. You know, like we say those days. Yes, you must die to self. God said, I won't bless you until you will, with pride, Christmas time, buy a motorcycle, ride to that village, park right beside the Lamborghini and the Lincoln Navigator that your age mates brought and join them and say, Nana, wow, see your building. Ha, congrats. I bet wash him. Play with him. Feel nothing. Self and I say, ah. Ah, your kind of, I say, boy, the thing they perform, hey. Without an iota of shame. Not as if you get back home. I say, God, I saw disgrace today. Disgrace. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. God of heaven. Let not the wicked scorn your name. God say, why? Because of motor car and building. You want me to burn the cars and break the houses just to demonstrate my might to you? Will you shut up before I slap you there? Say, if you need a house for accommodation purposes, talk about it. I will give it to you. Competition purposes, forget it. Me and you, we're not in the same race. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm trying to explain the word spirit. Many of us Christians, God's current job is to impoverish us properly, disgrace us properly. When you have been thoroughly disgraced and impoverished and your lack is oozing. He said, God, what's going on? He said, there's a scripture I've been trying to teach you. Take not thought for the morrow. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, and wherewithal shall you be clothed. He said, Lord, I believe it now. He said, you believe that one? Okay, let me show you another one. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. He said, Lord, I believe it. Any other one? He said, yes, one more. Vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Do you believe it? He said, yes, I do. Okay, give him breakthrough. He has learned some lessons. I told you before, God is not trying to build you a house. He's trying to do what? Perfect your faith. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse poverty levels. Are you getting my point? Because the trial of your faith works what? Patience. He said the purpose is so that you might be perfect and entire, lacking in no spiritual quality. Go and read Peter. Add to that James. You understand what I'm saying? That's what God is going after. Listen. If you don't get this, we pastors will become rich on your faith. You understand what I'm saying? Like one guy told me, he said, they will be saying so. You know, all they are doing is ripping. We will be rich on your faith. Because you won't learn the real red lesson. You'll be jumping from one church to the other. One man will gather and say, my God is a God of breakthrough. Right now you will get the breakthrough. You will come up for your church. You will go there. You sow a dangerous seed. God said, look at this boy. He doesn't get my point. I just want him to know that I'm not in the competition of big houses. You cannot allow the spirit of this age to be pushing you up and down and making it compulsory that I, your God, must participate. Hey, listen. I said, listen, no. God, test the heart. Why are you doing what you are doing? That is what marks us out as Christians. What is it that is pushing you? It's what marks you out as a believer. Jesus came and said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. There's something he kept on saying again and again. He said, my food, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Money can be pushing us up and down and want to preach the gospel. I told you before, we have nothing to tell the unbeliever because he knows you and him are afraid of the same thing. You have the same agenda in life. The reason why you want to marry is the same reason why he wants to marry. No other reason. The reason why he wants to make money is why he wants to. You want to make money. The only difference is that he wants to steal. You don't want to steal. You want God to give it to you. But it is still the same reason. What do you want to preach to him? Are you getting what I'm saying? I like the way Jacob described Isaac. I've said that in countless times. No, sorry. How he described God. He said, God is the God of my father Abraham and the fear of Isaac. Men who interacted with Isaac knew something was pushing Isaac. Jesus always said it. I must walk the works of him that sent me. You know, that's what he always said. My father is walking. So I'm walking also. I must accomplish his work. What did he say? He said, should I pray, Father, deliver me from this hour? It was a painful hour he was going towards. He said, but for this cause, I came to this hour. Leave it. If it wasn't distressing, he wouldn't be asking, should I say? That is, everybody that met him knew that he was trying to please somebody and accomplish something. I hope you are not tired of me using this illustration. The day my mother said, hey, Vanky, let's talk. You know, your mates are building houses. I said, Mommy, how many of them are teaching the way of success? That was my question. There's a reason why this young man was born. There's a reason why he came to Enugu. Every other thing is secondary. I said, they are secondary. I said, if God gets me sacked tomorrow, I don't give a hoot. Next Saturday, I'll be back here preaching the gospel. Why? Because I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. Because the night comes when no man can walk. One day I was in my office, many years ago. Somebody sent for me. We were two working in that department then. And one man was about to be backyardedly, you remember backyard? Yes, backyardedly promoted above me. So the information got to him and he called me to his office. I got in there. He said, look at this. I said, what is it? I saw it. I was surprised. I said, what's going on? He said, do you know about this? And I was head of department. I said, I don't know anything about it. He was angry. Why do people like to cause problems? Stuff like this, something like this. You know, a typical Nigerian, what do they shout? Tribalism. There are words that don't drop from my mouth. I looked at him. I said, chief, relax. There are enough places up there for all of us. When I'm ready for mine, I will grab it. I said, this to me means nothing. Is that why you called me? He said, yes. I said, forget it. It doesn't mean anything. I got up and walked away. I said, every position that is mine has a name, has my name on it. If you want to die before your time, enter it. So if you enter and you don't die, it wasn't mine. Don't struggle with anybody. Why? Because somebody holds my hand. Look, like I tell my wife, I say, you know I'm not my own. I belong to somebody. That's what I mean by being moved by the Spirit of God as opposed to the spirit of this age. You can't get to work. You know, oh, Kingsley is not around. He and I, we talked at length this afternoon. People will tell him, make this big man. And he'll be slack, he won't go. So we're discussing this afternoon. I said, Kingsley, that's how believers are. Because you are inside your spirit first a giver. You don't chase people around because of what you want to get from them. I said, that is why those same big men will dislike your presence if you're always chasing them. Because they know you are only there to do what? Grab, 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 grab. He was telling me about one very big man that's always calling him. Kingsley, how come you don't come around? He said, sir, you know I'm very busy. So the man said, all this thing you're chasing up and that, you know with one signature I can give them to you. Yes, sir, I had the problem, sir. I said, that's dignity. Let him be the one calling you. He said, he gave me this job to do for him. I said, that's good. So you see him because you're working, you're doing a job. I mean, you're a professional. So he's paying you for your services, fine. But to wake up in the morning, go to Alaji's house. Good morning, sir. In the afternoon, go to Agbisha's house. Good afternoon, sir. He goes and go to one guru Maharaj's house, Rankadide, sir. Because they chase money. And you want to witness the same guy tomorrow. He will look. Which God are you talking about? Me or another one? Because I'm your God. You come every worshiping me every morning. Do you get the point I'm making? Let me end my message. I'm really on time today. Let me summarize everything I've said so far. We read from Daniel. Daniel was distinguished because of an extraordinary spirit. And when we are talking about spirit, that's what I'm saying. We are talking about that thing that is pushing you. Mike Mundock said, your obsession will be known by those who are around you. I'm rephrasing what he said. What am I saying? To be a true witness for God, it must be that inside you, the spirit of God dwells. Are you getting my point? And that is what is pushing you. And it will be manifested for all to see. You must fight the influence of the spirit of this age in your life. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something about jobs. We say there are no jobs. Say, jobs, they. Don't worry. Pray like this, anoint this before you're going for interview. I said, don't worry about all of those things. Just know that you're a blessing. Amen? Remove covetousness from your eyes. Remove the things that are pushing the people of this world, the world from your eyes. Know in life you have a purpose, you have an assignment, and that life has seasons. And there's a season in which you will learn. There are times you are going into a job because you know you are going there to go and learn. Please, Christians never go to jobs to make money. For us, money is a gift of God. You hear what I said? I said, money is what? A gift that God gives to those who are pleasing to Him. Let me give you prophetic words where I live. The same energy that you use today, you made 10,000 naira. A time will come, you will use that same amount of energy. And they will sign a check, and you're talking 10 million naira. That's how it is with believers. We know that. We realize that. So we don't die, we don't struggle. We are not trying to multiply the amount of energy. We use all our energy, all right, to do the work for each season. You know, I said, each season has work. There are jobs you have been given today is for learning. You won't make much from it, too. But God, because you see, your life is in God's hands, it's training you. And that's how they will know when they're in the office. You know, everybody's whining. And please, it is not compulsory you agree with people. Let me say what I'm saying. I used to be like that. That's what I'm telling you. So that you don't do, you are not like that. Although my own was out of wickedness. So let me say what I mean. You know, it's a wickedness of, not as active wickedness, but passive wickedness. When a man is fooling himself, I'll just be agreeing with him. It's not good. These days, I don't agree like that anymore. God has helped me through the influence of my wife. And prayer. And the hearing of the word. Now, if I disagree with you, if I think how your reasoning is wrong, I will tell you. It's a miracle God worked in my life in the last 18 months. I started working it. Ever since I confessed my sin. What I mean is this. Before. He said, look at this country. Odosha, I've never been able to agree on some matters. Even in the midst of my wickedness, I didn't used to agree on some things. Just when you're telling me, I say, a man must make these plans, otherwise his future will be bleak. I would say, it's true. But in my mind, I would think, this guy is the crazy. How are you going to think that kind of thought? But if it is now, I'll say, no, it's not like that. As believers, we know. I will tell you now. All right? What am I trying to say? Please, it's not compulsory you agree with people. You know, when you're in the office, everybody's going to say, what is wrong, Seth? I have found out that these people from this part of the country, they want to dominate the whole nation. God not only God will help us. We're in trouble in this country. We're in trouble. Once they are talking like that, don't say, it's true. And you start joining them to shout oppression, marginalization. Don't talk that nonsense. You will rise up and tell them, guys, relax. You know why I'm not afraid? Heavens rule in the affairs of men. God gives his kingdom over to whoever he wishes and sets upon it the lowliest of men. I am not afraid of the machinations of anybody. God is in charge. We are praying for this nation and watch it, only good will come. Anyone who will stand against good, trouble for him from the hands of God. Declare like that. I'm not a whiner. Can you imagine? I heard that they are deregulating fuel. Are we not all going to die? He said, why should we die? The God that made hydrocarbon, he's still working. The God of fossil fuels, he has not gone on leave. Listen, even if it comes 2,000 naira a liter, it only means I have to earn 10 times what I'm earning today. You declare like me, all right, that inflation can never overtake me. Say, how do you know? Because I'm a child of God. Tell them simply. Let's run to Egypt. He said, what is in Egypt? There's plenty of money. He said, listen, money goes towards the place where a man that is blessed resides. Tell them a simple story. There was a man, Abraham. He had a nephew called Lot. A time came when they needed to separate. He told Lot. He closed his eyes. He said, Lot, look anywhere. Anyone you don't take, I will take. Lot took the best places, and then God caused the other places to be watered and to prosper because of that guy, Abraham. I am of that faith, the faith of that Abraham. Forget it. I don't have to go anywhere. I go to places because of purpose. Wherever I am, God will pour water upon any seed that I sow. And you say it, and you believe it like that. You know, I know everybody rushing. Who take that seed? You are fighting with everybody else. Don't. Tell them, take it first. Which one don't you guys want? Say, listen, anyone I sit on is a blessed seat. So you guys fight over all the seats. Can't be a hustler and a rusher and every troublemaker in the office. And then you now say, early morning prayer. They now give you one wicked title, pastor. There are titles that kill and injure people. Do you understand my point? Yes. Be afraid. Paul said, if they call you pastor, run. Not Paul, sorry. James. He said, because when judgment wants to come, it tends to start in your quarters. So when you reach off, you say, I'm not pastor, I'm just one of you. A lot of people, they are very common in markets. All traders have one guy who's the pastor. He's a wicked soul, a cheat, a rogue. He cheats people like everybody else, but they call him pastor. Why? Because at 12 o'clock, he's the one that leads the angels. Do you get the point I'm making? Do you get the point I'm making? That's what distinguishes us as believers. The spirit that's pushing us. Let me say this as I close. The spirit of his age is trying to infuse the body of Christ. And to a large extent, it did try. You know, by they try, they succeed small. That's what we need to pray against and preach against. I'm so happy that you and I gather to hear the truth of God. Let me tell you something. Men are set up by God. Listen to this. Depending on the kind of spirit that they have. Because Daniel had an extraordinary spirit, God gave him favor with the king. And the king set him up above everybody else. Go and read the encounter of Pharaoh with Joseph also. Was the same thing. If you were around on Tuesday, or if you were not around, please try and get the message. I preached an inspired message on Tuesday. I felt very, you know, the message you finished preaching. And you tell your wife, say, come on, greet me now. Wait, that was anointing. On Tuesday, I felt like that. I think she listened to that message. I explained something. If the spirit of God enters into you and settles there, you have the right spirit. It's called your light has come. And God that gave light to your soul will put you on your own lampstand. Did you hear what I said? The God that gave light to your soul will put you on your own lampstand. So your job, please, I give you an assignment again. Go and read, go and listen to that message, the hundredfold blessing. We taught it somewhere around the beginning of this year. Oh, no, okay, maybe about 4 months ago. The hundredfold blessing on our Tuesday meetings, School of Prayer. I talked about the issue of praying, how prayer works, what we really use prayer to do in working with God. It's called the hundredfold blessing. We said there's 30-fold, there is 60-fold, there is a hundredfold. Amongst those who their word bore fruit. You ask yourself, why was one 30? Why was one 60? And why was one man a hundredfold? Do you understand the point? The issue is that there's a degree. Jesus said that be careful how you hear. With the measure with which the word penetrates your heart, that's how breakthrough and success is measured to you. I get what I'm saying? That is, Christians, we don't struggle. That's outwardly. We struggle inwardly to imbibe the right spirit. We reject the spirit of the age. Don't forget what I said. Pray about it seriously, especially if you feel like you're called of God into public office. It's an assignment. It's a prophetic word, believe me. The call of God now is that God is saying, I want people who want to enter office. They will take their assets, they won, and swear to God, legitimate or not, when I leave this office, this must be the amount of asset I'll have. Say, Pastor Banky, is this scripture? Yes. God said, when I give you a king, number one, he must not multiply riches to himself. It's even interesting. I was telling Kingsley earlier today. Solomon said, it's even an advantage to the land if he keeps his job. You didn't hear what I said? Solomon said, it's even an advantage to the land if that guy keeps his job. You didn't hear what I said? Solomon said, it's an advantage to the land when the king tills the land. What am I saying? You're not rushing to office to go and become rich. That's what Nigerians do. He enters office, steals, and comes out, he's a businessman. You know what you are going to do? You will leave office. You're a doctor, all right? Or you are a university lecturer, you're a secondary school teacher, you are whatever. When you finish your job, you're as a minister. Tell them, I'm on leave. Secondment, they call it in government service. When I finish, I'm going back to my office. You don't have to become a career politician just because you stole a lot of money in the last tenure. If you take the kind of vow I'm saying, you will maintain your shop in the Gwete market. You know that. You will lease the shop to somebody else for 6 years. After that, you come back and collect your shop. It is forbidden. Christians, we don't go to office. Listen to me. Christians are forbidden from entering political office and returning rich. Let me say one more time. If you want to prosper as a politician, as a Christian, take a vow that I must never return rich. Naked, I entered into this office. Naked, I will return. I had one 2003 model Toyota Camry. When you are leaving, now, of course, there's what they call, severance benefits. They pay everybody. Civil servants collected, governors collected. That's not what I'm talking about. I hope you understand my point. I'm not talking about that. When you are leaving, they'll say, okay, because as of today in Nigeria, a retired president, I don't know how much it is, those days, that was about 12 years ago, they were on a salary of ₦500,000 a month. A card has changed every 2 years, a number of guards and all of that. That's normal, that's salary. Are you getting my point? That's not what I'm talking about. Is that you understand what I'm saying? Please don't misunderstand me, okay? I'm saying that anything beyond that which a man is paid as a documented recompense of reward for his official labor. Every Christian who wants to enter political office, hear ye the word of the Lord. You must reject it, including gifts. Yeah. See this sham, disgrace that we have had. Governors who go to church, they declare asset of 500 million today. After 4 years, it's 16 billion. And they do thanksgiving. And receive their tithes and offerings. It is not the will of God. Listen, that is why you wonder why they just start swearing oaths and joining shrine. Because once you drink the spirit of the age, you're lost. You're lost. Let me tell you, those who make, who do exploits for God, they don't love their lives unto death. Let me explain to you. I've explained the word death again and again. All right? It's not just about the cutting of neck. Listen, it is not by force that you must win an election. It is not by force. You don't have to win. You can lose. And until you get that point, you can never be effective as a Christian politician. Listen, I told you something. The day I went to the American embassy, please, let me just tell the story to you. That's what I'm saying. The woman who was interviewing, in fact, that morning, I was going for a course, going to stay there for about 5-6 weeks. That's plus the play I will play with my friends and all of that, about 6 weeks. It was the morning of the interview, I realized I had not prayed. Listen, God is my witness. I realized I had not prayed about that visa. As I was about to leave the hotel, where I stayed in Abuja, I went to their office in Abuja. I said, Lord, please, for the record, I almost forgot. I remember I knelt down at the foot of the bed. Did I stand at the foot of the bed? I said, for the record, please, Lord, I'm asking you to give me that visa. I would like to see my friends and I would like to do my course. Now, the thing I'm telling you that. When I got there, the woman said, it was time to be interviewed. There were three people interviewing. This was a tough babe, man. Hard woman. American, you know, like Americans say, a sister. You know what they call a sister? As a fellow black. Black like us. It was a sister, you know, American black woman. Tough. She interviewed three people for every one that the other people interviewed. And when I say interview, I don't mean interview. I mean, that's it. Get out. Nothing for you. You all look you like this. When it was my turn to go, there was one guy, a young man sitting beside me. When he saw that I had to go and talk with that woman, he said, yeah. And I remember very well, I turned to him. I said, what? God is my witness. I looked at him like, what? Because of her? They are saying, yeah. Watch this. I just got up, walked up to her. Hello, good morning, good morning. Can I see your this? Do you have your bank statements? I said, I do. She looked at it. There was no money in the account. There were two accounts. One had, I will give you facts and figures. One has 70,000. One had, I think, either 10 or 20,000 or 30,000. Not more than that. You are going to America, total balance was just about 100K. She looked at me like this. And I remember very well, God is my witness. I said, what? I said, what's the problem? No. God, who I'm preaching for, is my witness. That was what I answered her. She looked at me like this. She didn't hand like this. And this nigga said, hey, sister, what's the problem? I'm adding the accent to it now. I just said, what? What's the problem? So your balance is low. I said, yes. You asked me whether it's a salary account. And I told you, yes. Didn't I say so? I earn money through it and I spend it. The woman looked me. I remember very well. I said, look, I could have put money in there to impress you. But what's the point? It's a salary account. I just brought this to show that I work. Huh? Let me not give you the gist. I've given the gist before. I just brought it to show you that I work. Cut it long story short. She granted me the visa. Sharp, sharp. So, okay, you come back on Tuesday. I said, I come from Enugu, it's far. I can't come back. So, can somebody collect it for me? It's okay. Write the person's name and phone number for me here. I wrote it. Oh, finish. I said, So that's it. Eh? I said, now that we are through with this, let me talk to you. I said, all of us were wondering how you were just denying your visa like that. You know, it became gist. She made a statement. She said, you know, most people are not genuine. They are not genuine. I said, how do you know I'm genuine? I'm coming to something here. She just looked at me and thought I looked genuine. Very fine. Now, I'm coming to something. My wife now said, why can't people just be like that? Like I say all the time, look, the confidence in my spirit was clear. Why was it clear? Because as a matter of fact, I didn't care, really, whether she gave me the visa or denied the visa. Are you getting my point? I'll use that one to explain not loving your life unto death. I didn't borrow any money from anybody to invest in it. All it cost me was the flight ticket to Abuja and back, which I could afford to write off. Well, I remember when I came out, one of the guys said, hey, congratulations. I looked at him like, I'm sorry, do you know, like, what is congratulations? I don't know whether you follow my point. It just saw me the way I just came out, you know, other people come dejected and all that. I just rolled out of the premises. He said, hey, congrats. I just looked at him like, congrats over what? I got an American visa. May I kick you? No, you know, why I use the story again is because God just used it to bring out something. I didn't care. My wife said, why can't people be that confident? Everybody, I said, the reason is because they care. They borrowed money. Their whole life is, if I can just make it. Or Martin Badame. Like, there's one song like that for Lagos. Ah, Omo. When I reach a man like this, hey, bow. Me, it's nothing. I've never been there. Don't think my father was born. No. My own is that. Anywhere I go, I'm a blessed man. Why am I telling that story? Listen, if you face, I don't know why I'm talking so strongly about politics now. If you face political office like that, your local government people will be the one to beg you. Now beg, they go, they beg. They will make you senator. That is, when they will come, say, fill form. Yeah, $1 million nomination fee. Where I go see him? They go, look, he said he doesn't have $1 million. Okay, boys, contribute. They say, okay, we don't buy the form. Guys, I know if you print poster. He said, we know. We've already commissioned 50,000. Very good. They will run around campaign at the end of the day. Why are you doing this? Because we know if you are our representative from this senatorial district, somebody will speak for us without speaking for himself. That will happen. It's not whether you have money, it's whether you have the right spirit. That is what I am talking about.